Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates. Sometimes I'm right,
and I could be wrong. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. I am joined live via Zoom by a fine guest, pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin from the Marquette University Law School Poll. Charles, always great to have you come around, man. Hold on one second, Charles. Charles, always great to have you come around. Welcome back. Well, I'm not hearing Charles. Where's my man?
Oh, well, now that's a problem. I'm talking.
It's Friday, Charles. Things like this happen. But anyways, Welcome back. Welcome back. I can hear you now.
All right. We're good then.
Charles, you dropped some polling, and I know you were in D.C. It hurts me a little that it's taken us nearly 48 hours to have you back on the show. But Charles, a lot of this polling I did not see commented on in the national publications. This is national polling, and I think it's pertinent to our entire audience, not just those listening in Wisconsin. And let's start with my president and yours, Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, you polled Joe Biden specifically, and a couple of different questions, but generally, what were people's impressions of Joe Biden?
Yeah, his overall job approval is 44 in this poll, 55 disapproved, 44 approved, 55 disapproved. That's actually down a couple of points from January when we had him at 46. And it's down a lot from the 58 that he was in July. Now, every poll.
I'm sorry, Charles. Man, I lost Charles again. Are we hearing him? Charles Franklin, my fine guest, he is Zooming in, although Zoom being a little bit problematic here. Maybe I'll have Charles call in here at 844-967. Charles, can you hear me? 844-967-2789. Yeah. Charles, I can hear you as well. Let's try it one more time. How's Biden doing generally, sir?
All right, we'll try it, and I'll call in if I have to. Overall, he's at 44% approval, 55 disapproval. That's down a couple of points from where he was in January and down a lot from July when he was at 58%. We asked also if you approved or disapprove of how he's handling Ukraine. And he's only a little bit better there, 48 approved, 51 disapprove. So historically, presidents dealing with an international crisis get a bounce in popularity. We call it a rally round the flag effect. But we're not seeing much of that here. A little bit on Ukraine, but not the size of the effects that we used to see 20 or 30 years ago.
Now, I saw, and I haven't looked into the crosstabs of the polling, but I saw that there was some demographic breakdown, some black, white, some demographic breakdowns of people's approval, disapproval of Joe Biden, let's just say. And I found it interesting. Blacks and Latinos have a much higher approval rating of this president than white people do currently, Charles.
Yes, and we've seen that throughout all of the polling that we've done. White approval is the lowest of those three groups, with black approval the highest. In this latest poll, Biden's approval among white voters is 40%. That's down 10 points from last July. Among Hispanics, it's 51% now, down from 56% in July. But the real eye popper is among black Americans. It's 56% approval. That's the highest at the moment, but that's down from 88% in July. And that is a steady decline among black voters, not just a one-off fluke. If you look at our polling in that period, it's gone from 88 to 74 to 68 to 57 to 56 this time. And so this slippage among a core Democratic constituency, and really a group that was incredibly important for Biden's resurgence in the primary season, especially in South Carolina, it's pretty striking that that group has dropped 32 points in approval of Biden and in a steady downward trend.
Charles, I always recall, no matter how unpopular Donald Trump was widely, he was always very, very popular with his base. So let's talk about the partisans for a minute. What is the partisan approval, disapproval of Joe Biden in the assessment of his performance?
Right. Well, it won't surprise anybody that there's a big partisan split there, right? In his overall approval, 8%, that's 8, two less than 10, 8% of Republicans approve, 92% disapprove. Among Democrats, 86% approve and 13% disapprove. But independents are a pretty important group here, and there his support is only 37 approve among independents, 63 disapprove.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine pollster. He is Charles Franklin from the Marquette University Law School polling outfit. Charles, this is national polling we're discussing right now, not just Wisconsin polling. And Joe Biden's not doing so great. And we know it's a midterm year. Charles, how historically, if you recall, sir, historically, how did Trump look going into the midterms about this time, if you guys did national polling at relatively parallel time?
National polling, Trump's job approval was a little bit lower than where Biden's is now, but not much. Trump had bottomed out at the end of 2017, and then his approval numbers started to work their way up during 2018. When I say work their way up, they work their way up out of the 30s and into the low 40s. But that's roughly where Biden is. I told you our number is 44%. The national average right now, according to 538, is not quite 42%. So that's about where the national average is for Biden. It was a shade lower for Trump at this point. Presidents at this level of approval usually end up losing a lot of House seats in the midterm, and that's a major problem for Democrats because they only have a small margin in the House as it is. The one caveat there is Democrats lost seats in the 2020 election, whereas normally when a president wins, his party gains seats in the House. So it does mean that there are fewer Democratic seats at risk in the House than there would normally be. But that said, these are difficult job approval numbers, and job approval is one of the stronger predictors of how the party does in the midterm election.
Charles, I find myself very inquisitive about how you're able, or if you're able, to capture why it is that the broader electorate is dissatisfied with Joe Biden. We'll talk about his Supreme Court nominee. I mean, he's got some good things going for him. I would have expected a little bit of a bounce. Are people expressing, can they express in a polling sense, what is it they're dissatisfied about?
Well, we get bits and pieces. You know, people complain about the economy, but today's job numbers are really quite good. National unemployment down to, I think it was 3.6%, I believe.
Yes, sir.
A record-setting 11th month of more than 400,000 jobs added this past month. So I think there are certainly some objective economic indicators that would make you think any president should be doing a lot better in approval than we're seeing right now. On the other hand, polling consistently shows that inflation is something that people are very concerned about, and it tends to dominate some of the other issues. Support for reaction to Ukraine is kind of mixed. As I said, Biden gets a little bit of a bump on his handling of that. But other questions say, yes, we should provide support to Ukraine. Yes, we should provide armaments to them and so on. So there's sort of a split picture there. But again, normally we'd see more of a rally around the president effect. And then you have some particular issues. Some of those have to do with the things we saw recently on education, for example, in the Virginia governor's race last year, becoming a major issue. Crime is an issue in a variety of ways and places. So there's a lot going on. I will say this. I think the grumpiness factor maybe deserves a little bit of attention. And we may get to it, but when we asked head-to-head contests of President Trump versus three different Republicans, The difference between the various candidates was only 4 or 5 points, no matter who the matchup was. But 21 to 30% of the people said they wouldn't want to vote for either of these two people, or they wouldn't vote. Biden was at somewhere between the high 30s, 37 and 41, I believe. But he was well below 50% in those. So these are examples of how an unpopular president faces trouble. But it doesn't mean the other party's more popular. If anything, Biden is less unpopular than the three Republicans we looked at.
Charles, also wanted to ask you about the broader congressional sentiment. Did you guys poll on the Congress? And if so, how are they doing? I suspect it's not well.
We didn't poll on them, but I can guarantee you they're not doing well. Seriously, we didn't poll on it. Congress always gets a bad rep and a bad approval rating. What we have seen in other national polls, not mine, is Republicans becoming the more favored candidate for the midterm. In other words, if I say, and you're in the election to the House of Representatives, are you likely to vote for the Democrat or vote for the Republican? Republicans have taken a bit of a lead in that, though it does vary quite a bit across different polls. But the average is now moving into Republican territory, having been in Democratic territory last summer.
Folks, you're listening to The Devil's Advocates. That's pollster Charles Franklin, Marquette University Law School poll. Charles, let's talk about Joe Biden's Supreme Court nominee, because unlike the president, she's very popular. My understanding, you've got her as perhaps the most popular nominee of the modern era. I saw some reporting on your polling at The Hill. Did they get that part right, Charles?
Yep, pretty much. She is very popular. Her support for confirmation to the court is high. In our data, 66% support her nomination, or her confirmation, I should say.
Yes,
34% are opposed. And 46% see her as very qualified, 42% qualified. Just 12% claim that she's not qualified. There are also other numbers. While most Republicans oppose her, 29% of Republicans support her confirmation. Joe Biden would love to have 29% support from Republicans. So it's not a lot, but it's more than the 8% support approval that he gets. But two-thirds of independents support her confirmation, and 95% of Democrats. So she's in a very strong position at this point. We still have to see the Senate vote.
Charles, I realize this is a little harder topic to poll on, and I didn't see anything that I perceived as a specific answer. But is there any way, could you envision a way of polling sentiment towards Clarence Thomas and his obligation to recuse? And have you ever had a similar sort of Supreme Court recusal policy? Have you seen this question polled? Have you polled this question? And any insights you can offer our audience, Charles?
The issue about his wife Jenny Thomas's texts with White House on January 6th came up after we had started our poll or done our poll, so we didn't have any questions about that. I don't recall anything in recent decades that included a question about Supreme Court justices being in a conflict of interest on a case. There may be something where someone had worked in a presidential White House and now sits on the court, but I can't remember that specifically. I think you'd have to go way back to find anything like this. I'll put it down on my homework sheet to see. It is hard to ask about in a general sense, in that you have to assume that people know that what Clarence Thomas's wife did. You have to know what recusal is and why you need to do it. But the conflict is certainly something that could be an issue. And I imagine we will see polling by other folks on it. And I will certainly be looking at it for our next poll in a couple of months.
Well, Charles, I'll be looking very closely for that polling as well, and whether or not you oversample Republicans. Always great to see you, my good friend Charles Franklin, pollster extraordinaire. I always got to ask that same one. Charles, have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for joining the Devils.
Take care.
Take care, Charles. More Devils on the other side. Every day.